Okay. Good evening, everybody. I'd really like to just finish up the material that we started last time because I'm not sure again when we'll meet in terms of Yontav and everything else, and I didn't want this week to go by without the meeting. Monday was some gedalia, people eating, etc., etc. So what I would like to do is just to continue what we were talking about. We were introducing ourselves to the question or the issue of where kind of chametz fits in with regards to the other machalos and suris in general. On the one hand, chametz is an example of a machalos asur. Okay, it's one of the machalos asuris. It's forbidden to eat the chametz on Pesach. And in that sense, it's perhaps no different than other machalos asuris. On the other hand, we know that there are certain unique features to chametz, and we discussed a little bit that in general, machalos asuris may not really be a category other than just a, you know, kind of like a general thing that unites various different isurim, one which have nothing to do with the other, one, you know, none of them have anything to do with each other. We made a comparison with Malachas Shabbos and so on, but we suggested that there is, even if we should assume that all the other machalos asuris have certain things in common, and we mentioned that chametz has a certain exceptions, both, so to speak, lekula and lechumra. So, again, the Gemara does the whole discussion of chizkin and abavo, which we'll get back to in a second, which we introduced last time, on chof aleph and beis, kind of presents the issur of chametz in the context of other machalos asuris and other issur ha'anoah. The other hand, chametz is unique. The Rambam, for example, as we discussed last time, has the Isurim of chametz discussed in a separate section. The Rambam has a section called Hilchos Machalos Asuras, say for Kedusha of the Rambam, but he doesn't discuss chametz there. I think he discusses one aspect of chametz, and that is that it's a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. That's a big discussion. Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, which means something which is also right now, but it will become automatically mutter later on with the passage of time. That's called Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. You may have come across this in other contexts in the past. The Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin is something which is also right now, but it's going to become also. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically become also with the passage of time. The way Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin plays out is the classic example in Maseches Beitzah is a basis, Beitzah Shenol Biyomtiv. Right, you have an egg which is laid on Yontif, so that egg is now Muksa. However, it's going to become Mutter right after Yontif. As soon as Yontif is over, so I'm not worried about Muksa anymore. So that's an example of a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. And there is a principle. We know that usually we have a principle of Bitul Barov. We have a concept of something which is Bitul Barov. You have a Tarovis, you have a mixture of certain Mutter items, certain Usser items. So Rov, sometimes a majority sufficient for certain things. We need there to be 60 times. The heter versus the isser and so on. These are important yoredeis sugyas, which we're not going to go into right now. I'm sure you discussed some of them last year when you learned Maseches Chulin. But we have a rule that dover sheyeshlo matirin afilu elef lo batel. Something which is a dover sheyeshlo matirin is, you know, I don't care if you have 1,000. The classic case, you have an egg which beitzos nolu yato gets mixed up with other eggs. So the Gemara said, "Fill be eleflo, but there are 1,000. It doesn't matter. There's no bittul. You can't employ bittul because bittul is understood as sort of like a last resort type of permission, last resort type of heter. So, ad shetochlene be iser, tochlene be heter. Wait 3 hours, yontif will be over. They don't have any problem at all, right? So we don't apply the regular rules of bittul don't apply to a davar sheyeshlo matirin because it's going to become mutter again automatically anyway. That's how Rashi understands davar sheyeshlo matirin. It's ad shetochlene be iser, tochlene be heter. What do you have to risk the possibility, even if it's a slim possibility, this egg is a forbidden egg or whatever the item is? I mean, I'm mentioning eggs because that's the sugya in the beginning of beitza, but it could be any item. That you know, dover osur and dover mutter that are mixed together. So if it's a dover sheyeshlo matirin, it's going to become mutter anyway. So then, you know, why employ bittul now when it's going to become completely mutter without any kunsin, without any tricks after the other? So, a question? Shouldn't we have a question? Oh, this one, you sure have a question? Yeah.
Rebbe, is this talking about like a tchiler b'di'eved? If I b'di'eved ate it, would I have to bring a karban?
I mean, it's something which was bottle. So we usually assume Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin is bedarbanan, but the rice it is bottle. The rice would be bottle. The rice would be bottle. Okay. But anyway, so that's the classic Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. The Ran is a lumdish Ran in the Dorim. You know, in Maseches in the Dorim, you have the Ran printed on the side of the page. The many Maseches, you have the Chedusha Ran, many Maseches, you have the Ran commenting on the Rif. In Maseches in the Dorim, you have the Ran printed on the side of the page. So the Ran has a lumdish explanation of why Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, we say there's no Bittul. Because bittul means when you have a clash, but I'm saying very simply now. A bittul means when there's a clash between two things that are dissimilar. So now you have to figure out which one wins out, right? That's the basic idea. They're a clash. But when it's a dover sheyesh matirin, it's not really a clash because this is mutter and that's mutter. This is not mutter right now. It's going to be mutter later. The fact that it's mutter later means it's not a real clash in the fullest sense. Okay? So it touches on other sugyas. But in any event, why am I bringing it up now? Because Dovah Sheshem HaTirin is discussed in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, and there the Rambam brings up Chometz in the context of the other Machalos Asuras. So when I said before, I said last week that the Rambam deals with all the halachas of Chometz in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, not in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. It's not 100% true. The exception is the Dovah Sheshem HaTirin. I don't think he discussed the dinim at all, or certainly not in detail. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he discussed the Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Just as a side point, it's not so poshut that Chametz in the category of Dovah Sheshem HaTirin. On the one hand, it's Dovah Sheshem HaTirin, right? Because right now it's Asur, but in a week from now, Pesach's over, so it'll be Mutter. So in that sense, perhaps it is Dovah Sheshem HaTirin. But other Rishonim disagree. They hold it's not a Dovah Sheshem HaTirin altogether because the fact that it's become Mutter later on, it's not really going to be Mutter later. We have a din called Chometz She'avol Av HaPesach. Right? Chometz remains also under certain circumstances, even after Pesach. So that's a question whether it should be classified as a Dovah Sheshem HaTirin or not. The Nafkamina plays out. Plays out with certain things. Let's say, Chometz, we have a we know that chametz is also b'mashu, right? Even a little bit of chametz in a mixture, if the mixture was made on Pesach, even a little bit of chametz in a mixture outlaws the entire mixture. Chametz of Pesach also b'mashu, a feel b'mashu. So one could say, well, that's because of Dovah Sheshem HaTirin. Okay, it's basically Dovah Sheshem HaTirin. Dovah Sheshem HaTirin is also b'mashu, a feel b'elef loboto. That's the Rambam and others learn. However, others say it's got nothing to do with that because it's not really in the category of Dovah Sheshem HaTirin, and the only reason it's also b'mashu is because it's a special din of chametz. It's a karis, so it's also b'mashu. I chelav and dam also it's a karis and also b'mashu. It's a different discussion. But chametz has that chomer. The nafkamin will chap. What about chametz on erev Pesach in the afternoon? It's also to eat erev. It's also to eat chametz on erev Pesach after midday, midaraisa. But it's not a chiv karis. The chiv karis and the chametz only takes effect only once the Yom Tov begins. On erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's an issur to have chametz right after midday, and the chachamim made it even earlier than midday. They said it has to be a couple hours before, whatever time it is, 10:42, whatever time it is that year, right? So, like so smart tefillah, whatever time it is that day. There's no chiv karis. So if you hold that the chumrah, so to speak, of chametz being osur mashu is based on it being a chiv karis, so it may not be an effect. That isur mashu may not be effect on erev Pesach in the afternoon because it's not an isur karis. On the other hand, if the reason is based on dovah sheshem HaTirin, so it's still taka dovah sheshem HaTirin, right? It's still going to be muta later on if you hold like that. But anyway, that's a side point. But that's the one thing I want to mention that the Rambam mentions most of the dinim. And again, Pesach has many other dinim, right? There's an Isser of Tarovis Chametz, Isser of Isser Hanoah, and so on. And of course, one of the unique elements of Chametz is that it was mutter before, and now it's also without having done anything. Nothing happened, nobody did anything, just the clock ticked away, right? And there was no action. You have bread, okay, which previously was, pas Yisrael and whatever. It's a perfect bread. It's perfectly kosher bread, and now all of a sudden it became a chavetz of iser called chametz. What happened? Okay, that's strange. The answer is that's what the Torah says. So therefore, chametz is now a new iser. Nothing happened. Nothing touched. It didn't do anything. And again, it's also become mutter later on. Moreover, chametz is also intricately connected to the other aspects of Pesach. Right? I mean, the Rambam calls the laws of Pesach, he doesn't call it Hilchos Pesach. What does he call it? Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah. Right? That's a unique thing to Pesach. Matzah is unique to Pesach. Chometz is unique to Pesach. And we even have a principle that Kol Sheyeshna B'Bal Tocho Chometz, B'Bal Tocho Chometz, Yeshna B'Kuma Asei De Matzah. Right? There's a deep relationship on a number of levels between Chometz and Matzah. Again, Rambam calls his laws of Pesach chametz u'matzah, right? That implies it's not a regular machalas asur, it's a special din that relates to the Yom Tov of Pesach. So we have a rule that, by the way, women are obligated matzah 100%, the same as men. why isn't it a mitzvah sase shazman groma? Usually women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. Time-bound mitzvahs mean mitzvahs which don't apply, which apply only at a certain time of day or only at a certain time of year. So matzah would seem to be a classic example. Matzah is only these 7 days. There's no chiyuv eating matzah. In fact, the truth is, the mitzvah matzah as a mitzvah is only the first night of Pesach. Right? There's only one night. There's no, the rest of the week you can't eat chametz, but you don't have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes or whatever else. But the women are, we assume that halacha, women are obligated in matzah midoraisa. Midoraisa, because the Gemara says chametz and matzah are linked. So whoever is obligated in the prohibition against eating chametz, is it's heads and tails of the same coin, is likewise obligated in the mitzvah to eat matzah. Yeah. Shimi, yeah.
Does that same logic apply to the mechayev of them in Tashbisu v'Shesha Osmala?
The mitzvah of Tashbisu, no, I don't think so. I don't think they extend it. I don't extend it to that. That's the first one. The question was Tashbisu, I mean, because they're Bayer or Bayer Motzi. I don't think so. I don't think so. I have to double check. It's a good question. I don't think that we say that. I'll tell you what else we say. We say it by Shabbos. Right? We say it by Shabbos, the Mechayev woman in Kiddush. Right? Whoever has to keep the Losa says of Shabbos has to keep the Aseh of Zohar Zohar Shabbos Akadjo. We say it by other places. I don't think it's said over there. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but getting back to our issue, so that they see that the issue of the mitzvah of the issue of eating chametz is related to the Yontif. Okay, and also you're not allowed to shecht the carbon pesach if you have chametz. Like, what was the language of pasuk? Lo sishchar chametz dam zivchi. Like, okay, the Gemara says, you know, the din is you're not allowed to sell is shecht your carbon pesach. So it's related to the yom tov also. Okay, in any event, that's the point of pesach being or matzah on pesach, chametz on pesach, isur chametz being different. We also mentioned that on the one hand, there's a certain kula that you have on chametz, precisely because you can't say that it's objectively a forbidden food, right? The fact that chametz is mutter all year long means that it's not objective. We wouldn't call it a toeva like we had in that pasuk we saw last week, right? Lozocha kol toeva. I don't know if I had the pasuk where I referred to it, but lozocha kol toeva and so on. You're not allowed to eat things which are disgusting in the eyes of a kadosh baruch. You wouldn't say that about chametz because you can eat it all year long. And we'll see the ramification of that shortly. On the other hand, in many ways, chametz is more chomer, right? The issue of chametz is also mashur, has karis with it, and the mitzvah to get rid of it. Beer, we spoke about that in connection with the relationship between the issur b'ayir matzah, which perhaps is a siyag to prevent you eating it, and so on. Okay, now we mentioned we came to a machlokas between Chizki and Aravo here on the Chafal Mud Beis, right? So I had that in the sources back in source 6, but I'll read it again. I don't know if you have the sources with you or not. It doesn't matter. But Omar Chizki, Minayim l'chametz v'pesach also b'hano. We know that chametz and pesach is also b'hano. How do you know? So he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Bo Shmos Perikid Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Lo ye ochel chametz. An unusual language, lo ye ochel chametz. It doesn't say lo tocha. It also says elsewhere, don't, you know, lo sochlo, but it does not. Here it says lo ye ochel. Lo ye ba heter achila. There can be no opportunity for anybody to eat it. With Rashi explains, a little funny language, Rashi explains, because you cannot do anything with chametz, which ultimately leads someone to eat it. So if chametz is mutar b'hanah, so then you'd be able to sell it to somebody, and he could eat it, or use the money, okay, use the money that you got from the sale of chametz to buy other food, so it indirectly becomes lo ye achil. All right, so that's the idea according to Chizkio. Okay, we mentioned another shita that la'yachel means you cannot cause it to be eaten, so you can't even give it to your pet, and so on. So that's what indicates that it's also b'hano. So that's my hope, because that's the opinion of Chizkio. Okay, now it's also important la'yachel. That language I think we mentioned last time also is the focus is on the cheftza and not on the gavra, right? Lo sochlu is a commandment on the person. Don't you eat this? Don't you eat this? Lo sochlu, lo yochal, lo sochal. Don't relate to the gavra. Okay, but here it relates to the chefza in the sense that this item cannot be used for any benefit. It's a din on the item, not that you can't benefit, it cannot be used for any benefit. So that's the language of lo yachel. That's what the position of Chizkiah is. However, it comes along Rabbi Avoh, okay, and Rabbi Avoh disagrees. Rav Ho says this is not a unique, it's not a unique iser, not a unique din with regards to chametz. Okay, there's not a unique din with regards to chametz. Matter of fact, this is true anytime the Torah has any expression using that verb aleph chaf lamed. Okay, anytime it says lo socha lo echal, let's read the line. I'll read it inside. It says repliga de bavo. Okay, please abavo. The Amar abavo kol makom shenemar lo yocha lo socha lo sochlu. Okay, anytime the Torah says achila, it includes hanah as well. The Rav seems to limit it to a special din by Pesach. It says this passive form lo ye achel chametz, which tells us in at least with regards to Pesach, there's a according to Chizki, at least with regards to Pesach, there's a relation between isra achila and isra hanah. And the Rav disagrees. Rabbi Rav says that it's got nothing to do with Pesach, and it's the word lo yochal, lo sochal, lo sochlu, all these things, they're the same. They always mean don't eat and don't get hana, unless the Torah specifically allows to have hana. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, we have that back in source 3, Dvarim Perek Yudal, pasuk Chavalav, lo sochal kol nevela, which would imply an isra hana, but then it says like Gerash Shabishrechati Nedavachalo Mochar Nachri, you can give it away to a non-Jew, you can sell it to a non-Jew. The Torah itself specifically allows it. So the position of Rabbi Avo is that lo socha generally means an isra hana as well. Okay, generally means an isra hana as well, but unless the Torah specifies it, it's also b'hana. Okay, if the Torah gives a specific heter, then it's different. Okay. So, again, Chizkia linked Achila Nano with regards to Chometz because of Lo Yachel. All right? But Rav Ho extends that. Now, it's not clear what Rav Ho means when he extends it. Does he mean, so there's Taka relation with Achila Nano, or simply Achila also means Hano? All right? So we saw the Rambam last time and so on. We'll come back to something related to that in a moment. The question is, who do we like to look at now? Who do we paskin like in this machlokas Chizkia and Rabbi Avo? So if you have the sheets, the riff only quote the riff in Psachim on I didn't quote the riff here, but in Psachim Hayam and Beis, the riff only brought down Chizkia. Okay, the riff only mentioned Chizkia, and that implies that therefore he adds we paskin like. Now we paskin like Chizkia. That it's a din in Kalatar Kula by all machlos asuris. Whenever it has a lashon of lo socha, and so on and so forth, it means all types of achila and all types of hanah is included. Okay, it's not unique to chametz. That's the position I said it backwards. Okay, the Rif Pasna Chizkia. I'm sorry, Chizkia. He only quotes Chizkia. There's a special din by chametz. Excuse me. Okay, a special din by chametz of lo yeachel chametz. Okay, lo yeachel chametz. All right, special din by chametz. I'm sorry, we don't extend it. Why did the Rif paskin that way? Not clear. So the Ran, I quoted in 15. The Ran in on the Rif in Pesachim Hamad Bay says Rav Afasi Zal Hevi Behalachas Hada Chizkel Fisho Yosef Poshet. Okay, he says it's a simpler limud. It's a simpler limud. Okay, it's a simple limud. How does the Rambam paskin say? Here, look carefully now. If you have the sources, 13, they don't have the sources, I don't know. Do you have the source sheets? If you don't have them, I'll read them inside. I'll read inside anyway, just in case it doesn't matter. Okay, you with me? Let's take a look. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Ches Halacha Tezvah, says, Kol Mokom Shenemar Batorah, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Lo Yochlu, Lo Yochel, Echar Yisrachila, Ve'echar Yisrana B'mashma. Ad sheyifro t'chak kosu k'derach shapir l'chab nevela. The pasuk I showed you before, shenemar l'gerach shabashrechatin nana b'chalam u'kechela, but also says shenemar bo yeyosel l'chol malacha. You can do whatever you want with chela, just can't eat it. So in those places, the Torah gives you a specific heter. What does it have to give you a specific heter that I could sell the chametz I can sell my nevela rather to a non-Jew? Would have to tell me. Why would I think otherwise? The answer is because generally speaking, there's an isra not. That's the position of Rabbi Avo, okay. Therefore, Rabbi Avo says that anytime the Torah says lo yechol, lo yechol, lo yechol, it always means an iser hano included, unless the Torah specifies otherwise. Oh, the Rambam adds, ad shisparish b'torish b'al pesh imutub hano. Even if the Torah itself doesn't say it, but if our Torah b'al pesh says it, it's also good. And he has examples of that, gilanosh and other things that are mentioned. So that's the Rambam here, paskens like a bavo. Yeah. Shemiyah.
If I'm correct in remembering, the Masana of the Gemara, the only machlokas Rabbi Bo and Chizkiyah is about Shor and Niskal and Chametz. So why couldn't the Rambam and the Rif just pass in those individual halachos? Why'd they have to pass in the
Rif? Yeah, so that's a good question. As it comes out in the whole sugya, right, the whole sugya, the whole back and forth, every time the Gemara tries to prove it one way or the other, they say, no, that's an exception. They have a pasuk, they have this. So it comes out after all is said and done, acharik yichlos hakol, there's not a whole lot of nafkaminas. It's true. Okay, it's true. And you could argue that with the Rif. Here's my problem. The Rambam here in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perches, he does paskin like Rabbi Avo, and he says that lo yochel. It doesn't come out to that many cases. It's a good point. But that's what he says. My problem is that look in 14 now, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perkalav Halacha Beis, he paskins Hachametz Ave Pesach Asir Behanah Shenamar Lo Yeyachel Chametz Lo Yehei Bo Heta Achila. Yeah, he's paskin here like Chizkiyah. He said, by chametz, it says, lo yeachel, we have a drush, lo yeachel, het archila. And then he adds, v'amini chametz b'shusim pesach afu b'shul ochla over b'shnei lavin shenemar, lo yorel chasor b'chol gubalecha, v'nemar asor l'motzevotechem, v'ayor b'ayimotze. Right? V'yisra chametz, yisra sor, shebo machmitz in echaru. Okay, chametz and sor. Sor is a leavening agent. Sor is not chametz. It's something you put, it's like sourdough, something you put into something that causes it to rise. It's a... It creates chametz, okay? But for our purposes, the Rambam says it's the same thing. All right, so now we have a problem with the Rambam. We have a bit of a stira, okay? The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras seems to paskin that this is a general din. He paskins like a bevo, okay? Paskin like a bevo, it's a general type of din. And yet here, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halabez, he paskins like Chizkiyah. So what's going on? Everyone understands the kasha, right? The straight out stira. So the Kesef Mishnah, which I printed here in 16, I'm not going to read the inside now, but the Kesef Mishnah basically says that the Rambam really paskins taka like Rabbi Avo, the way he says in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. But here with regards to Chametz, the Chizkiyah's drush is simpler. It's almost like the Ran in a way. You know, the drush is a little bit simpler. All right, then it's really the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avo in by Shari Surim, right? True by Shari Surim. But he brings up Chizkiyah because the pasuk Lo Yachel, which is simpler. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, it's a more Pasha type of drasha. That's one answer to the question. You hear? It's simple, yes. Yeah.
Rabbi, according to that, who does he paskin like the Mastana of the Gemara?
I think the Kesef Mishnah's assumption is he really paskins like Chizkiyah. Okay? Really paskins like Chizkiyah.
Chizkiyah Mastana.
Yeah, I think so. And he mentions Rabbi Avo here. No, I'm sorry. Really, I keep mixing up. I'm sorry. Paskin's really Rabbi Avo. That it's true in Kol. He mentions Hilchos Macholos Asuras, but other Macholos Asuras. He mentions, I'm sorry, Paskin's like Rabbi Avo. Again, as Shimi pointed out, there's not that many Nafkaminas, Lamaisa. Okay? But there could be a couple more of the other ones that Gemara mentioned, but there are not many Nafkaminas. It's true. But he Paskin's fundamentally like Rabbi Avo. And Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, he quotes Rabbi Chizkiyah because that's a simple drasha. You have a Pasuk by Chametz. So he says, Lo Yachel, true. It's true by other things also, but it's a simple presentation. That's what the Kesef Mishnah seems to say. Okay? Look at the end. You can just look at the end. He says, Im calls it, you know, he says, we have riyas and so on that beheaded the Sovak Rabbi Avo. To answer your question, Shor. And the Kesef Mishnah says in 16, look at the end, he says, he has riyas that beheaded the Sovak Rabbi Avo, just the last line and a half. We only need to see right now. He has a riyas beheaded that we pass on the Rabbi Avo. Im calls it, le'inyan iser hanabe pesach, kema the ikor krom of furish beyoser. I mean, here you have the best pasuk. It's true that any form of lo yochal, lo sochal, lo sochlu, okay, does mean isra no, but it's certainly clearer when it says lo ye achel, which puts it on the chefta. This is a chefta shalisser and not on a gavra and so on. So you have it clear, lo ye achel, especially Rashi learned lo tehebo heter achila, right? So he quotes it over here because it's a simple drusha, right? It's a straightforward drusha. You don't have to start saying, well, anytime you have that lashon, unless the Torah says otherwise, you know. He said that. That's what he passed in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. But Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, He says, "Im kol zeh l'inyan iser chana v'pesach kevin d'ika korban before yibyoser the kulam amodu behad." There's no argument on that one. And it said, "Nakte." That's what he said. Okay, in zeh kosav aran la'rif. That's sort of like that ran that he said on the rift. Okay, that's a, you know, sort of a simple about this type of answer. It's not, you know, an answer that we would love to say lumdus wise, but okay, you know, not everything has to be lumdus. I mean, sometimes something can be simple and straightforward, and that's what it is. However, there are other approaches. Okay, the Sfas Emes is quoted as having a different limud. The Sfas Emes is a chap. Okay, Sfas Emes is a ger rebbe, a chap. Sfas Emes says, "Listen, we said before, and we mentioned again today, early this year, chometz is different than other machalos asuris because it had a shas hechsher, right? It was kosher. It was kosher before, it's been kosher again afterwards, right? So chometz is different than other machalos asuris, all right? So therefore, remember we said that chometz has a tzad kula and tzad chumrim. I went to it last time, but I mentioned it again at the beginning of Shia today, and I said we'd come back to it. Well, here we are, okay? There's a tzad kula by chometz, okay? Whatever, the chalev is never us, never mutter, never ever mutter, nothing you do about it. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, never going to be mutter. Or name, I don't know, whatever other machalos asuris. Okay, somebody spoke about last time, fruits, but you can separate the mices, but that then underwent the change. Okay, it's not automatic. So tevel, it's, you know, as long as it's tevel, it's also no matter what. But since chometz has a past heter and a future heter, so in that sense, the chometz is more kal. So therefore, suggest the Sfas Emes, when it comes to chometz, the chiddush of Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Avoh is a bigger chiddush in a certain sense, right? Because Rabbi Avoh is saying that the language of lo socha, lo sochu, implies also an isur hanoh, right? But that's a chiddush, okay? It's echad isur achila b'mashu echad isur hanoh. Who says? I mean, the Torah, the language is achila. So if the language is achila, so who said also includes hanoh? Okay? So again, we saw last time the Rambam, hanoh is a form of achila. We did the Rambam last time, right? That Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? In Mitzvahs Elosa Sekuf Bezayin, which I printed in 11. We did, we went through that Rambam, no? We did it. So there's a relation between Isra Hano and Achila and so on. But still, it's a chiddush on the part of Rabbi Avoh to claim that every time it says Losoch, and so on, unless indicated otherwise, it implies an Isra Hano too. So suggest the Sfas Emes, this chiddush may apply to something which is a bona fide, full-fledged, super iser achila. But chametz, because it's mutter before, it's a weaker iser achila, in a certain sense, right? In a certain sense, it's a weaker iser achila. It's not an iser achila olami, right? It's not an all-time, you know, always iser achila. You follow? So says, suggests the Sfas Emes, maybe the chiddush revo won't apply. We won't extend the Isra Hanoh to chametz simply because I use the word achila. That's only when it says lo sochlo, lo yocho, whatever language by something which is a bona fide Isra achila. Chametz, a weaker Isra achila, so suggests we wouldn't extend it. And therefore, we have to have another reason to extend it. That's why when it comes to Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam Paskin like Chizkiya, we have a different drush. That first drush wouldn't work. You're sure? Yeah, I'll go back to Shu. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but Rabbi doesn't be negating Rabbi's whole point because Rabbi Avoh mentions it. Sorry, but Rabbi Avoh mentions his holy sod over here. He's saying exactly his mechudesh etikadin specifically by chametz. To see that his din doesn't apply to Paschim like everywhere else.
Rabbi Avoh is not. Rabbi Avoh is saying that Rabbi Avoh's language is kol makom, right? Rabbi Avoh's language is not just Chizkiya has a din and have a special din by chametz lo ye achel, this unusual language passing. And he says, he responds, he asks why it's here in Psachim and not somewhere else. I mean,
yeah, I'm saying the fear is here in Psachim.
I don't know if that's right. He says, Amar Babo, Kol Mokom Shinemar Lo Yocha, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Echad Isra Chilav, Echad Isra Rabbi Mashma, Achi Part Lecha Kosmu, Derek Shapir Lecha Benavela. And it mentions Nevela. You know, I don't think that wouldn't bother me so much. It wouldn't bother me so much. Yeah.
Sure. Make that stronger, maybe. The Gemara says, Beferish, Plea Bitter Rabbi Babo. The Chizkiya and Rabbi Avoh are arguing specifically on chametz. That's how we learn that.
No, but we can say like this. Chizkiya says his din. You can say like this. I was thinking like this. Chizkiya says his din, okay? And Chizkiya is certainly talking about chametz, right? Upliga, and it goes against the general rule of Rabbi Avo, right? The principle of Rabbi Avo. This ruling of, you know, you can learn it that way. You know what I'm saying? Chizkiya says, well, pliga the Rabbi Avo. What, you know,
not the Rabbi Avo. It doesn't. Chizkiya can then hold Rabbi Avo, no? Chizkiya holds Rabbi Avo, they agree. Meaning, Chizkiya holds Rabbi Avo.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean in general. In general, he could, yeah, okay, that's true, but we're not saying within Chizkiya. We don't have any evidence that way, but I'm saying within the Rambam. Okay, Chizkiya can maintain. Chizkiya, we don't know that. I don't have any evidence that Chizkiya himself holds like that. I'm saying that the Rambam, because we're stuck with the Rambam, because the Rambam, Hilchos Machalos Hazoros, Paskins like Rabbi Avo. So we have to say that fundamentally agrees with Rabbi Avo. We don't have to say it about Chizkiya personally. You know what I'm saying? In other words, we don't have. We can argue. Chizkiya Taka argues. Okay, Chizkiya Taka argues. So we're trying to show. In other words, there's no reason to suggest necessarily. No evidence to suggest that Chizkiya is only arguing by Pesach, right? But what I'm saying is that the Rambam that we're stuck with, because the Rambam accepts the general rule of Rabbi Avo, right? Hilchos Machalos Hazoros, and suddenly here he has to bring up a different rule, because the Rambam would say that it's a weaker Israel. I'm not saying that Chizkiya necessarily would subscribe to that, but the Rambam may hold that it's a weaker Israel. That's what I think the Sfasama suggests. Okay, so even, that's another possibility, huh?
No, meaning even if it's just in the Das Rambam, it's not just Chizkiya. The Gemara itself is saying that of Rabbi Avo is pligi on Chizkiya's limud. The Gemara itself says it's pligi Rabbi Avo.
Right, but in a Hanami, so the Rambam would agree that he argues, but here I'm going to paskin like him. That's why I'm going to split my psak.
But you can't say that Rabbi Avo doesn't hold of this limud by chametz. The Gemara says he holds of this limud by chametz.
Yeah, in a Hanami. Rabbi Avo holds. I see. You know, but why do you need? And it was what? Okay, so then the Rambam shouldn't have said. But we're still stuck with the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say? You know, the other limud. In other words, why did the Rambam say it's because it says lo yachel lo yeh het bo het archila? Okay, so fundamentally, you're right. Fundamentally, he could say, yeah, he does agree, but he... Well, that's really more like the Chesed Mishnah is saying. Chesed Mishnah is saying just a smoother limud, okay? But the Sfasemis would argue maybe, I don't know, and it's maybe the Chiddush... You're challenging the point that I said the Chiddush Rabbi Avo perhaps won't apply to extend it by Chometz, and Rabbi Avo certainly would, I guess, because you're saying Pliga. That's your Taina. Well, that's into that. I hear what you're saying now. The fact that Morris says please, he wouldn't extend it. Let's see. Chiddush Rabbi Avo wouldn't extend this. I'm not a chomet. Simply bait. Well, unless you'd say like this. Okay. Rabbi Avo might say. It could be the Rambam. Let me just think it through. I misunderstood your question. See, it could be that the Rambam holds that the Chiddush Rabbi Avo, despite what he says, I'm not comfortable extending it to Chometz simply based on Lashon Mechila by itself. That's what it could be. The Rambam is saying, in a Chanami, Rabbi Avo may talk, although you're right, the Pashas and Gemara, he does all that because it's Pliga. That's what you're saying. I hear you. I misunderstood you. But I think the suggestion is Vasemes, and maybe I have to read it again, but I think the Rambam is not comfortable accepting Rabbi Avo's Chiddush, precisely because Chometz is a different category. So the Rambam is not, even though Rabbi Avo says it, the Rambam is not comfortable accepting Allah Halacha. You know what I'm saying? He's not accepting the halacha, and therefore he falls back on that. That's an interesting point, but that's a possibility. Okay. Another possibility to explain why the Rambam says it here is that by Machos Asur, Shari Sur, he passed by Chizkiya, okay, but by Chometz, let's remember. That there's something, and he says lo ye bo heter achila, and maybe this amplifies that's why. In other words, chametz is different because, as we said before, it's an isser on the cheftza. The cheftza is usser, right? In other words, you could argue, And again, it won't work within Rabbi Avo yourself, because as Shimi pointed out, the same pliga issue. But maybe the Rambam is uncomfortable extending Rabbi Avo's chiddush from Shari Surim to Chometz lahalacha, because Chometz is an Isser Hano, is an Isser Cheftza, right? It's an Isser Cheftza. So maybe the Rambam is comfortable accepting paskening like Rabbi Avo only when we're dealing with an Isser like Shar Machos Asuris, which are Isurei Gavra. But Chometz is separate. It's an Isser Hano, it's an Isser Cheftza, and therefore the Rambam doesn't want to extend it and accept Rabbi Avo's limud, and therefore he has to come with a different one where lo ye achel, the very words are on an iser mean, and it's a passive thing. It's on an iser chavtza. The words lo ye achel, it's not telling me to do something. It said it shall not be eaten. You know what I'm saying? It shall not be eaten. It's an iser chavtza, because chametz is iser chavtza. The Rambam prefers when it comes to chametz to paskin, you know, to employ Chizkiah's limud and not Rabbi Avo's limud. Agam that Shimi pointed out, Rabbi Avo would. Okay, but the Rambam, in terms of the psak, this explains why the Rambam would hold. In other words, the Isser of Chometz is unique. It relates to the Cheftza. All the other Isser Hanor relate to the Gavra, it's not out of Hanor. But Pesach, and look at the words of the Rambam, it's Meduik in the words of the Rambam. He says, Lo Yehei Bo Heter Achila. Not, you can't eat it. It doesn't have a heter achila, okay. And that also explains what does the Rambam go on to say there. It's in Perek Aleph of Chabez. The Rambam goes on to say, why does he put that in the same halacha? Because that's also an iser gav, an iser chevtza of chametz. Not only you're not allowed to get hanor from it, you're also not allowed to have it in your possession. But the fact that he groups the Isser Hanoah and the Isser of Bayobay Motzei, okay, in the same halacha, which both of which focus on the idea of it being an Isser Cheftza, and that works out better with Chizkiah's drasha, okay. The idea is that you have to get rid of this. You have to get rid of this chametz. It's an Isser Hanoah and it's an Isser Bayobay Motzei, okay. And therefore, that's why he prefers that limud, okay. That's a couple of suggestions. Yeah, I'm sorry,
Sean,
go ahead.
Yeah, Rebbe, but doesn't Rebbe Avo also include Yeachel on the Chafetz too? So wouldn't Rebbe Avo's drasha just be better overall because it has the Chafetz and Gavra included in both?
But you don't, this drasha, I hear you, but this drasha is limiting it to only when it says Lo Yeachel. He does not see that his point is that Lo Yeachel is not only different. It's not, I don't think he's saying that lo yachel means that, and other things mean they're all one and the same. It's not like different things. They all mean, you know what I mean? It's not that lo yachel, in my understanding of Rabbi Avo, loses its identity as an important factor. You know, that's not the issue. Haraya, when it says lo yachel, it doesn't matter. You know, it loses any special status. So it's not that's an issur gavra. No, it's also, you know, it's the same as everything else. That's the idea, I think. Okay. So, all right. So that's what I have to mention with that, just an understanding. And if you can come up with that too, it's is good. Okay. I wanted to show one other interesting thing that, you know, that this touches upon or relates to. We'll finish with this. Look at the last source, the 18. It's a Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos in Maseches Krisis of all places. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. What in the world does this have to do with anything? Okay. This is a famous statement of the Rambam. He calls it a Nekuda Nifla. Nekuda is a famous, I don't know, did they have that last year? Did you come across that last year in Chulin? I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know, myself included, are not thoroughly familiar with every Pirish Mishnah is in Rambam. But this Pirish Mishnah increase is a famous one. Okay, so just in this context, I want to share it with you. Came across it once? Some of you saw it before. Okay. So the Rambam here is discussing a very complicated topic. Okay. What happens when different Isurim, we have a principle called Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. Once something is Usur, it can't be more Usur. Okay. Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. I'm simplifying it, you know, for our purposes now. All right. So let's just say, you have a nevela. Okay, a nevela. So it's usher to eat nevela. Now it's Yom Kippur. Okay, so now Yom Kippur, offhand, I would say that's called Ein Isser Chalas. There's no additional. Would you get Malkus? Or would you get an Isser, an additional Isser for eating Nevela on Yom Kippur? Because there's that two things. So based on the general rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, the general rule of Ein Isser Chal, the answer would be no. Because Ein Isser, once something is Usser, then it doesn't take on any new Isserim. All right? However, if the new Isser is broader, okay, is broader than the original Isser, then it'll be different. Okay, if the new Isser is broader. So, for example, by that's called an Isser Mosif. Let's look at the words of the Rambam in 18. Yesh b'mashe nasanu v'nasanu akshav nekuda nifla. Anu miyadin ala fishi mafteach l'nyalam acherim. Omosif al mashe yesh bo medikto ka'iru ni. Because who she adua, he talks about Pasuk Chalav. Shabasim b'chalav osir b'hano. Okay? V'chelev, the tzere, okay, is derach bishul mutar b'hano. So let's say I cook chelev with chalav. It's one of the, say that God has a sense of humor, you know, that can cause a lot of confusion. Those of Basar B'Cholav, that Cholav and Chelev is spelled the same way without vowels. Okay, you know, it would have been nice if they would have put a Yud in Chelev or something like that, you know, so you have to know what you're talking about. It's a Cholav and Chelev. So here, the issue is, K'shivushal HaChelev Ima Cholav. Okay, so now I cook, Chelev is meat, right? Chelev is fat for meat. So let's say I cook Chelev with Cholav. It's Basar B'Cholav, right? It's meat, the milk. All right, so Chelev is Aser. Okay, and Bas B'Cholav is Aser. So I would say Ein Isser Chal Isser, which we do say, but the Rambam says 1 second. Okay, 1 second. He says, Lama Eino Chal Isser Bas B'Cholav or Isser Chalev, okay, because it's an Isser Mosif, all right? Because there is now, on top of the Isser Chalev, there's also an Isser Hanah that wasn't there before. When I eat plain chelev, there's only an isser achila. There is no isser hana on chelev. But now that I prepared the chelev with chalev, so basar b'chalev, we know, is not only asr b'achila, it's also asr b'hana. So that's called an isser mosif. There's a new isser in the mix that didn't exist before. And it brings a riot from certain kodshim, okay, where chelev kodshim, you're not allowed to eat it, but if you eat it with kodshim, it's also an isser hana because of me'ila, right? And now we do call it isser mosif. So why is this different? Okay, the Isra Hana, the Isra Hana is added. So why not say the same thing by Bas B'Cholav? But Chuval says, should Bas B'Cholav Nesa B'Hana, okay, we make sure also a Kosal Achila, Kemosh Egdamnu, should call Isra Achila Osir B'Hana, Adji Parach for Yifalach HaKosav. Here he is passing again like whom? Like Rabbi Avo. And he paskins like Rabbi Avo. One moment, please. There's someone on the screen here. Sorry about that. He paskins like Rabbi Avo, and or he's paskins not paskin here. He's commenting. But you know, while an Isran any a chelav of kodshim brings in the klal of Isser Mosif, so now there's an additional Isser on the food that was previously Asr B'Achila. But the Isser Anah of Basar B'Cholav does not qualify as an Isser Mosif to add another Isser on top of the Isser Achila. Okay, what's the idea? So it goes back to what we said before. This is that the Rambam calls it Nekudah Niflah, that the Isser Anah by Basar B'Cholav is rooted in its Isser Achila. So therefore, it's the same. It's not something new. So once the Isser, if for whatever reason, an Isser Achila can't be Chal, a new Isser Achila is not Chal on this Chalev, okay, because it was already Asr B'Achila before you mix it with the milk. So now that you mix the milk, the Isser Hanah is not Chal as well. Right, that's the idea, that's the Kudum Flor of the Rambam. Since the Isser Hanah by Basar B'Cholav is connected to the Isser Achila, is rooted in its Isser Achila, so since it's only a function or an outgrowth of the Isser Achila, so since the Isser Achila cannot be Chal on this chalev, because it's already Asr B'Achila, the new Isser Achila, now that I cook this chalev with chalev, meat with milk, but no new Isser Achila, because it was Asr before. I didn't just make it Asr now by cooking the milk, it was Asr before. So no new Isser Achila is chal, so it's true that now there's also an Isser Hanah, but that's not considered an Isser Moses. That won't be chal. The Isser Hanah won't be chal. All right, so again, that's the Rambam Mushitasa, so to speak, an equation between the Isser Achila and the Isser Hanah, at least by Basar B'Cholav. Yeah, you sure. Oh, so that's another question.
Never mind.
You know, okay. Yeah, I just want to bring that Rambam in. Okay, if the Issar Chila can't be Chal, okay, so then, or, you know, whether it's Nevchelev or Nevela, whatever it is, so then the Issar Noah can't be Chal either. That's the Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam. Okay, but one could make a case, and I'm just going to conclude with this, and then we'll end that very late, but one could say, well, that goes back to our question now, what is the relationship between Issar Noah on Pesach and Chometz and Issar Chila? Yeah, you're sure. Sure, yeah. Sure, question?
Yeah, Rebbe, didn't we say this to the previous distinction of Chafetz Gavra that the Rambam would not say his rule by the Chafetz? So why would he say that rule by the Chafetz Basar B'Chalav?
No, so that's the point. I'm saying the Rambam didn't say it by the Chafetz, maybe by Chometz. That's what I'm about to say. Maybe with regards to Chometz, okay, when Chometz is different. Because maybe with regards to Chometz, he paskins like Rabbi Avo, right? In Hilchos Machlokes, and here in the Parish Mishnah, he quotes Rabbi Avo, right? He quotes Rabbi Avo in this point, in this thing. So that's by Shar Machlokes Asuris that the Achila and the Hanor intertwine. It's Lo Yochal, Lo Yechad. You know, it's an outgrowth of Lo Yochal. It's not something unique. It's something special. Maybe by Chometz, it's a little bit different. We have to come up with a case. Okay, if you have, but maybe that's exactly what I wanted to say, what you're thinking. Maybe you could say that by Chometz a little different, because Chometz, the Issar Achila, the Issar Hanoah is not necessarily an outgrowth or a subsection necessarily of the Issar Achila. It still could be, but, you know, you could perhaps make such a distinction. Okay?
Didn't we say, see Rashi, that Hanoah very much so is an onset of Achila? Because through the money of Hanoah, I'm going to go buy something. It seemingly very much is connected to Achila.
That is what Rashi said. That's true.
I mean, how else would you?
But again, I don't know where Rashi will weigh in this question. But the fact is that Rashi said that by Chometz, right? He said it by Chometz. So would he say that? I don't know. What he'll have to say by Shari soon.
But the Rambam would then have to understand the drush of Chizkio differently. How would he understand the drasha?
Well, he can understand it the other way. He says, "Lo yehei bo heter achila." He could say, like we quoted the last time from the Rashash, that you can't feed it to your animal; it cannot be eaten by anyone.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway, these are just some thoughts that finished everything up that I wanted to cover here. So, okay, so we'll stop over here. We'll stop the recording.